Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi, Halokhe, beginning of the Gemara, on the top of Amud Aleph. We just learned the list of the Mishnah of things that are not bottle. Says the Gemara of Yoina Boi, Mashkede Perek Loi, Mashma from here, that Shkedim, which are almonds, they're not part of the list. Because the Mishnah just said six things. We mentioned walnuts, we didn't mention Shkedim. And the Gemara stays with the question, is it part of the list or not? Says the Gemara of Chavir Stumas that we mentioned in Mishnah, seal barrels. Mastiso bestumo ben astumus. Our Mishnah is talking about the one seal barrel fell into a many other seal barrels. They're not bottle. But avastumo ben aptuchus. If it's a seal barrel, it fell into open barrels. Then obviously you open it. If it's not open, so it's very recognizable. You know which one is it. But because it's open, now you can recognize it. Oiptucho ben astumus vinistemo. Or you have an open barrel that fell into a bunch of barrels that are sealed, and then it got sealed. Tzuchus shir achad, then you go base another shir. What's the shir? Well, it depends, as Reb Chaim points out. If it's orlo, you need to have 200 against it. If it's shuma, you need to have 100 against it. So the more achav shel p'tucho etzal stumos. What does it mean? You have an open barrel that fell into sealed ones, then became sealed. How did it become sealed? Olav zeiru tipotor b'p'tucho etzal chenvoni sheikes stum etzal balabais. When the barrel is by the grocer, then he seals it in a very strong seal. The Baal Bais, when it's in a house of somebody, he opens the big seal and he covers it with a small cover. The closing by a Baal Bais is considered to be opened by a chinvoni. So if I have a barrel of a chinvoni, which was open in the chinvoni standard, meaning it's closed, but not fully closed, not fully sealed, and it falls into other barrels of Baal Bais, then they're closed in the same way, so then you'd say it's bata because it's not so chashu because it's open. So what do you mean vatani vinistimo? We said it's sealed. It didn't seal according to you. It was always open. Tipote shechozo ba'ala v'notlo. We're talking now the Baal Bais came and took it. Meaning, for the Baal Bais, this is called sealed. It's very chashu. For the grocer, it's not chashu. So the original owner was the grocer. He had this barrel which is considered open in his standards. It falls into many barrels that are open in his standard. It's bata. But now the Baal Bais comes and takes it. The Baal Bais is very happy with this seal. For him, it's considered to be sealed. So maybe you'll tell me it's not bottle. You say, because originally it was bottle, now you don't come and say that the Issus comes back, and it's considered to be a bottle, even for the Baal Bais, that for him, this seal is good enough. Continues the one that says, La Sivonis, that's the Greek gourd. We have Krisum, Shabir, Chonon, Kil'ilin, Kirayo, the Karvoso. All these types of pumpkins, gourds that we eat, the Haranacholin that we eat, Dlas Yevonis, you know, and that is a Dlas Yevonis. Meaning the standard gourd is Dlas Yevonis. Harari Lori 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 Karam, and Mishnah said, then the list that we have, some of them are Arlo, some of them are Kilayim. Have you boy already asked, Falama Lainan Omim Harari Lutrum? What about Truma? Why do we say whatever is Truma is Truma, whatever is not not? So then what the Ben would base, Omla Vyase Truma Negas Bekarl. Arlo Ainan Negas Bekarl. Very simple. The list, everything in the list can be Truma. Truma can be also by fruits and also by vegetables. But Arlo can be only by trees. Kilayim can be only by vegetables. That's why by Arlo and Kilayim have to tell me that not the entire list can be Arlo and Kilayim. But Truma, the entire list can be Truma. Halakha v'azov de Mishnah nispatsu ha'igoyzim. If the walnuts broke, nispar d'ori moinim, or the pomegranates were cut to pieces, niftechu ha'chavios, the barrels opened up, niftechu ha'diluim, or the gourds were cut, nisparsu ha'kikaros, or the breads were cut into small pieces. Yalu be'echot masayim, they're not choshev anymore, and they're bottled on 200. Says more naflu v'achakek nispatz. What happens if they fell into the pile, and they were still choshev, and then they were cut into pieces? So the din is like this. Ben shoygeg b'meizid lo yalu divir amir. Rameh holds, it doesn't matter if it was cut by shoygeg or b'meizid, it is not bottled. You just says, end of the day, now it's cut into pieces, it's not choshev, it's bottle, even if it was done by mezid. He says, depends. If it was done by shoygi, then it's cancelled, then it's bottle. If it's mezid, not. The Gemara explains the reasoning. My time in there, what's the reason I'm here? Kotsu by shoygi, bnei mezid. Your kindness, mezid, he should not have done it. So therefore, it's also, by shoygi, your kindness, shoygi, yatu mezid. My time in there, what's the reason I'm here? It's already knas, meaning because it's cut into pieces, he can't really enjoy it anymore. So even though he did it on purpose, he already punished himself by after cutting this into small pieces. My time with Rabbi Yisi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yisi? Kei domer avo b'shav yichon, like avo sending Rabbi Yichonon, kolei surim shirim ba'alem shegim mutar mezin hasu. Like he said regarding when you have, you have to have more to cancel. When you don't have enough to cancel the thing. If you added more, it was b'shoigig, it's mutar. Mezin is asur. So another year, but mezin, they punished him, he shouldn't have done it. So also here, if he cut it into pieces, but mezin is asur. Shirim alonkim shorishayo, are you the fun of mea v'chamishim chaviyos? If he has 150 chaviyos, and one of them is the isur, and it's not batal because they're sealed. Niftechu mea mutaras. If 100 of them were open, so then the mutar would want to open this 100. Why? Because we're talking about here that the chavis that fell in here is av truma. So truma is batal in 100. So if I have over here 100, it means I have a bitul over here. If the truma is one of these ones, it's batal because it's gonna be, you have 100 connected them to mivatal the truma, and it's okay and it's not choshev anymore. If the isur is in the 50, so of course it's mutar. Chamishim asuris, but the 50 that are left closed, they're still asur. Why are they asur? Because maybe the isur is among them. And therefore, and then he's not, there's no bitul, you don't have 100, you can't get them. The other ones, when they open up, they'll be mutter, because when they open up, they are joining the list of 100 that are already open. And you moshak, if the isur is there, so it's bitul and 100. If the isur is not there, so it's mutter. It's only if it's open on its own. If it does lechatchila, then it's asur. Then you don't say that it's going to be batal. That's like a beichadon. Then once it didn't amaze it, it becomes asur. The Gemara mentions lechatchu adlum. You spoke about cutting the pumpkins. So the Gemara mentions, by the way, now that we mentioned the cutting of pumpkins of gourds, so mention another inyan regarding the cutting. To be avyanei shalin, in the house of avyanei, they asked das sholkor, the use of the gourds shesh sholkor, that you cooked it, but they said while it's connected to the ground. Will it make tevel lemaisrus? Meaning anything connected to the ground, there's no maiser. Maiser starts only after you cut it from the ground. But here that it's still connected, but it's cooked. Do I see that the cooking makes it considered to be disconnected from the ground? Similarly, the Gemara says, Levi Shaul, Levi asked, will it be caused tumas oichli? Tumas oichli is only when something is disconnected. Here it is connected, but it's cooked. Shluko kemechutechesi is when it's cooked, it's considered to be disconnected. Says more milsei do the Shmuel Omar shemitame tumas oichlim. Based on Shmuel, we know it is mitame tumas oichlim. Tama aviyisi barabon mishem Shmuel, aviyisi barabon sedim Shmuel. Teini vaanavim shitzomku beavim. You have figs and grapes that shrink while they're connected, meaning they're dried out. Mitame tumas oichlim. So even though they're still connected to the tree, because they're not nurtured in the tree anymore. They have a din of food, legabi tumas soichlin. Similarly over here, once you cook them, they're not considered to be nurturing from the ground, and it's mitame tumas soichlin. Continues the Mishnah of Imam Avon Dalef, v'aroi demem Shabbos chayim shukurta. Though they're considered to be disconnected regarding tumas soichlin, but regarding Shabbos, they're still considered to be connected, because they're still a mice connected to the ground. So anybody who cuts them on Shabbos is chayim because of koitzer. Because the Shabbos definition is oikir dova migidul. It takes something from its original place. It's still connected. It's still considered to be in the original place, even though it's disconnected regarding the food. Continues the Gemara and says, Nisparsu akikaris, if you cut the breads into pieces, mastisto de rekivo. Our Mishnah that brings the bread into the discussion goes like Rebbe Akiva. The rekivo amrav kikar shabal abayis. Because Rebbe Akiva is the one who puts the breads of bal abayis into the list of things that are not batal. And our Mishnah says, if you have kikar shabal abayis, and while they're intact, they're not batal. If you cut them into pieces, they are batal. Who's the man domer that says kikar shabal abayis is a problem that's not batal? That's Rebbe Akiva, that he put that into the list. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Mem.